That certainly was a surprise party. Thank you very much. You know, last year, on my birthday, I was just sitting in the train coming home from the East after my farewell concert in New York. And I started this new year of my life with very mixed feelings. I was happy because I felt that what I had done to say goodbye was right. But I felt also very sad because I had closed the door and all that what has been my whole life started now to be the past. Since I don't like to live in the past, I thought, what will my today and my tomorrow be now? I knew that for me always there will be creative excitements. My life will always be rich. But how could I devote my time to music as I had done? And I made then and there up my mind that I would teach and that I would try to give what I have learned and accomplished in many, many years to the young generation. But at the same time, I made up my mind not to be as many singing teachers are, only living for their pupils and thinking everybody is a Caruso or Nelly Melba and talking always only about the pupils. So I said, no, I will always be I myself. And I want to start teaching detached, cool-minded, cool heart. That's what I thought. And that was all different. Now I am very fond. I'm very fond of you all. I have grown so fond that your problems have become my problems. And sometimes when I cannot sleep in the night, then I think of you and I think, now what could I do? This song I don't think is the right one for her or for him. How can I change that? And it makes me furious with myself. And I said to myself, I don't want to live vicariously. I have my own problems. They shall go do that themselves. They shall figure out their own lives. And then I realized suddenly, in taking your problems on, I also take your youth into my heart. So 16 very charming, youthful people, give me each of you a little piece of your own youth. And don't you dare to call me now an old woman. So I don't think that I am today 1 year older. I take these words from my friend Dr. Laird, who just said to me, I congratulate you that you are now 1 year younger. I did that. So, Patricia Beams. Patricia sings Heimkehr by Richard Strauss. It is evening. It is evening. The boats go into the ports. The birds fly to their nests, and my heart comes home to you. The day was noisy and glamorous. That is over now. And in the evening time, I feel that only in you I find my peace and my rest. genug am schimmernden Tage. Much more dramatic that. And then when you say, zu dir kehrt heim mein Herz, get that dear immediately. You bend a little up. Zu dir kehrt heim mein Herz. With great warmth. Denn genug am schimmernden Tage, wenn rings das Leben lernt, mit ihrem Flügelschlage ist es ins Weite. As if you see birds flying away, in a big sweep ist es ins Weite geschwärmt. Do it once more from the beginning. Like a little more warmth in fühlt es now that the evening comes, my heart feels, you should do that as if you go into the embrace, fühlt es. Can you sing that Frieden piano?
Yes.
It's nicer if you sing it. I know it's very difficult.
But here is the Frieden.
But here is the Frieden. Oh. Die Ruhe, da die Ruhe. Yeah? Will you try that? No. I made the mix up.
Die Ruhe.
Mm-hmm. Doch nun die Sonne geschieht. Alice Lee sings Cecilie by Richard Strauss. If you would know what it means to dream from burning kisses, from wandering and resting with the beloved together, you would love me. If you would know what it means To be lonely at night when outside it is stormy and cold, and there is nobody to console me, you would come to me. If you would know what it means to be a creative artist, to live beyond human limitations, up in the clouds, near God, you would live with me. Look, Alice, this starts very passionate, and I'll show you what he did. You already see. Now listen. I will explain to you what it means. I will explain to you that you are silly not to Summer, do you remember that?
Yeah.
I said always it's a man, and you said why shouldn't a woman? why shouldn't a woman be as passionate as
a career girl, I said.
Career girl? Oh, no. Oh, that's a dreadful thought. Now he tries in three different ways, you see. First, he says, oh, if you would know how wonderful it is to love each other. But it doesn't make a great impression. Then he says, to be so alone, nobody there who consoles me. He wants to arouse her pity. And also that doesn't help. And then he says, now look at me, who I am. I am a very different person from the others. And then on the end, one doesn't know what happens, and we can only hope.
In einsamen Nächten.
you should, in the last verse, you should sing that with really, with more grandeur. You sing it too, too much like an everyday person. Because this person who sings, that is really an artist, is really one of the chosen ones. And he makes it clear in not saying, look, I am very famous. Everybody knows me. No, he says, it is wonderful to live above the people, to live in another region where nobody can reach, up in the clouds. When you start the third verse, if your head is already so very high, you cannot do much. Let me show you the ending of the second verse. That goes over to the third. So if you go a little down with your head, and then you can see, when you are this, a slave, and I said, open your eyes. Haucht von der Gottheit, weltscharfenem Atem, zu schweben empor, Licht zu tragen, zu seligen Höhen. In your face must be ecstatic joy about your own being such an unusual. Will it tire you to sing the last verse once more?
Is that after Leukemia?
Leukemia is to me after that. If you do that looks so as if you are ashamed or something. Only watching her, for instance. You came as to me. Will you play that when? You came as to me the same. You did this. And it had something as if you are sentimental.
Yeah, certainly.
Thank you.
Leonard Gown will sing the monologue of the Marschallin from Rosenkavalier. I certainly hate to do that with the piano. By the way, I really must say on the whole, I don't like at all arias in a concert program. And it was only with after a fight, if one can fight with somebody like Mrs. Merwin, and after much hesitation that I agreed to do arias, because everybody wanted it so much. But I hate it. And an aria is a part of a whole. Taking out of an opera, it is as if one interrupts an action. And therefore, whenever you can avoid to sing arias in a concert program, try to do that. I know the public generally likes it, the managers like it, but from the highest artistic standard, it is really better to leave out arias. Now this monologue is, as you perhaps know, very dear to my heart. The Marschallin, it is much too involved, the whole story to tell you. The Marschallin has, after a very pleasant night with her young lover, has had the visit, the unpleasant visit of her cousin, a rather boorish, rascalish man. She hates him very much. He has told her that he will marry a young girl who is very rich, and he feels that he does her a great favor in marrying her. The Marschallin alone thinks about that, says this dreadful man, he imagines that he does a favor to this young girl. That reminds me, when I was a young girl just coming out of the convent, I was forced into a marriage with a man whom I never loved. Where is this young girl now? And she looks into the mirror and she says, yes, look for the snow of last year. It's just gone. But how is it possible that I, who always feels the same, could have been the young girl and will be one day an old woman? The old princess, the people on the street will say to each other when they see me, look, there goes the old princess, Marie Therese. How can that be? How can God do that? But if he has to do it, why doesn't he hide it before me? Why have I to see so clearly how I am going? That is a great secret, and we are here on earth just to bear it. And how we bear it, that is a whole difference. She will not say, da geht hin, der aufgeblasene, du hast too furious. Da geht hin, der aufgeblasene, schlecht. Kerl. Und kriegt das hübsche junge Ding und einen Winkel Geld dazu, als müsst so sein. Und bildet sich noch ein, dass er es ist, der sich was verdient. Was erzürnlich mich nimmt, siehst doch der Laute. You know more with more points. James, this is the most difficult what you have ever done, because it's something which is between passion, between humor. It's very subtle. It's difficult, but I think you will do that. Can I put that here? I cannot see her right.
Yeah.
Is that right, so?
Yes.
Und wenn er schon so give too much voice. That's the only thing. And then your hands are absolutely out of keeping with what you do. You for instance, said, wie macht denn das der liebe Gott? And it was all the same what you did. But besides that, you will be a very good marshal in one day.
Thank you.
It's really very good. It's really much better than I thought you would. Very fine. I liked it very much.
Thank you.
I don't complain, and even if my heart breaks, you are radiant and glamorous, adorned with all your jewels. And yet I know that no radiance falls into your heart. I don't complain, because I have seen you in a dream, and I saw the snake which devours your heart. And I saw, my beloved, how deeply miserable you are. I don't complain. that. You have to imagine, why does he say that? Before he says that, perhaps they have quarreled. And she, very stupidly, may have said to him, are you cross with me? The last thing which she should say, because one cannot break a heart and then say, oh, I'm sorry. So you are really, you feel in your heart a great, almost a detest with her smallness, and start immediately with a passionate rebuke. It's saying, you say to me, I shall not complain. Oh no, I don't complain. Ich grolle nicht, wenn mein Herz so bricht. Ewig, you are forever lost for me. You are lost, not because you don't want me, but because I see what a kind of a person you are.
There is no hope, though, is there?
Oh, no. Not the faintest, no. He has looked through her entirely. And he says, he says to her, go away with this whole song. No, I don't complain, because I have seen who you are.
I'm falling in love with the worst woman in the
piano, and with a restraint, almost as if you know, the first time you say, ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz aufbricht, ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz aufbricht, because I saw you in my dream. You know, I don't feel that you sing this song dramatic enough. You sing it too lyrical. From the very beginning, and when you say, wie du auch strahlst in Diamantenpracht, you say it really only kind of furious. You say, wie du auch strahlst, as if you scold her. It is not that. It is, I know, with all your finery, with all your elegance, your jewelry, who are you? Wie du auch strahlst in Diamantenpracht. Es fällt kein Strahl in deines Herzens Nacht. Das weiß ich längst. Don't think I didn't look for you. For quite a time I know who you are. You think much more bitter. It is not a quarrel. It is a this finality, you say something. Will you try it once more for me? Look, she waits desperately that you give her a sign.
Well, she was lost, and I didn't
know. von Frau. Es fehlt ein Schrank in deines Herzens nach. Das weiß ich längst. Ich roll an dich und wenn das Herz aufbricht.
Ja, vergib mal. Ich sing that with more emotion, wenn das Herz aufbricht. Now, first it was more, it was ich grolle nicht, was the main thing, und wenn das Herz aufbricht. Now you say, ich grolle nicht, und wenn das Herz aufbricht. I don't complain, but you have killed my happiness. So this grape is a trembling move. So do that differently. Ich grolle nicht, wenn das Herz aufbricht. Ich sah dich ja im Traume und sah die Nacht in deines Herzens Raume und sah die Schlange. Just before a nightmare, he saw the woman whom he loved so much. He saw how she is rotten to the core of her being. So that is something that is, you relive your dreadful nightmare in the intent. Is it not better you start, ich grolle nicht, you come on to the moon.
Ich grolle nicht, und wenn das forever. How could I complain? Complain, what a small world in comparison to this tragedy which I see before my eyes. Ich sah dich ja im Traum. It's better when you start there. Ich sah dich ja im Traum und sah die Nacht in deines Herzens Traum. Tempel. Ich sah mein Lieb, ich grolle nicht. Ich grolle nicht. Ja, just the last. Ich grolle nicht. You may have done something which was wrong. And he is very cruel. He just say, no, I can't forget this. Give me my peace. It's all finished between us. I can't forget this. I can't forgive it. And you try now, so to speak, for the very last time. You make up your mind. You take together all you take together your heart and you say to him, please, now for the last time, listen to me. You know how I love you. And that must be in the interval. Stares at one point. But here you talk to one person. You don't have to look.
bad, very bad. You are not a private person, then, but...
Did I look at one place?
You were good now. But now, when only the piano plays, too low, sigh, quanto tamai. So you think that. You think, too low, sigh, quanto tamai. There's no interruption. Instead, you don't say too low, sigh, but the piano says it.
Sigh,
So 15 years old, and she, everything is plain, everything is love. Very nice, George. Stop. Nice how you took the music.
Après moi, si tout ce monde que je l'entends a fait.
pray don't walk with your boys. Here you should. Sous lisse sous la flûte. Oh, sous lisse sous la flûte.
Et pour amour, non, je suis lisse sous la flûte.
That's it. Yeah, but you are not happy about that. Because you have to go in, you see. You say it is late. These are the frogs already, the night starts. You are a little, what shall I say to my mother? I have to go in.
All right. Il est tard. Voici le chant des grenouilles vertes qui commence avec la nuit.
More giggling even. Ma mère me croya jamais.
Ma mère ne croira jamais que je suis restée si longtemps à chercher ma sainte perdue.
You know what? It's very nice if you make a little halt before you say ma ceinture perdue. À chercher ma ceinture perdue. But I have told her. I told her I go into the garden because I have lost my head. À chercher ma ceinture perdue. Ma mère
ne craint jamais que je suis restée si longtemps à chercher ma ceinture perdue.
That's it. That's it. I'll plead my land, which is shining from afar. The eternal surf comes to your beach and touches you as if you are a child. Your servants are kings and not human beings. Mörike, who invented this idea of the island of Fleet. It was really it's an island which doesn't exist. And he thought it is the island of dreams. He also invented the person, Vaila. Vaila, the goddess, who lives on that island and has gone away from it and sitting on a rock, accompanying herself with a harp and singing a hymn to the praise of this island, which she loves so very much. Now remember, Marvin, don't start that loud. Start it with an absolute dream-like expression. Du bist doch blieb mein Land, das ferne leuchtet. If you already give very much voice in the beginning, the whole climax is lost. Marvin, I don't see in your eyes look too much down.
This is a dramatic view of the life in adoration. You see it before you in radiant sunshine, the blue ocean, rushing again. So you do it like Santa Barbara, and the ocean is before.
Thank you.